Welcome back to the Melbourne Cricket Ground. It's Grand Final Day. You're listening to ABC local radio and you're listening to the Could Have Been Champions. I'm Jeff Richardson. Fabulous crowd here gathered outside gate two. It is so sunny. I'm seriously worried about people's need to put on either a hat or sunscreen or both. Billy Baxter has already installed a man bun. He promised that he would if Hawthorn made the grand final. The bun was put on him shortly after the 10 o'clock news. And now we get into the second hour of the show. It's good morning once again to Greg Champion. Can't say good morning to Greg anymore. I can say good morning to you, though, Billy Baxter.
Yes, hello, Jeff. Great to be here, bun and all.
Well, Billy, let's just knock over some of our Twitter feed people who are joining us in the Could Have Been Champions Grand Final sweep. Let me know who you've got.
Thank you, Jeffy. Let's see now. I have worked through the news. GD has drawn Brad Hill. Moira Gallagher has drawn Matt Suckling. Phineas Mear was lucky enough to have David Hale, Rebecca Greencow, Jack Gunston. I think I might have said some of these already. Brendan Hilltop, Drew Elliott Yeo, Yvette Hollands, Drew Matt Rosa. Nick Keane was lucky enough to draw Josh Kennedy.
Billy, who did the Tarogan Tiger draw?
He drew Brian Lake.
He sent a tweet saying, could there be a redraw, please?
No.
Well, he's won a Nonsmith medal before.
He has.
Yeah. So what's he complaining about?
Andy Sinclair got Jamie Cripps, Beck Dempsey, Luke Shuey, Lachlan, we spoke to before the news, Dom Sheed. Greg Kelly has drawn Chris Maston, who'll put a bit of bite into the occasion. And Patrick from Tarramurra has drawn Mark Lacroix. There you go, Jeffy.
Good work, Billy. And thanks to all the Twitterers who've come through to join the Could Have Been sweep. Ian, we'll get you to go out into the crowd now. I've noticed a few people who you might want to talk to, but also a few may wish to join the sweep.
Very good idea, Richo. So let's go and meet a couple. Sorry, young Lockie, I keep tripping over you all the time. Now, yes, we did put out a call for him, and I think Frank from Callista has arrived. Where's Frank? Where's Frank? Oh, I see him. Come on, Frank. Come over here so your fans can see. He's coming all the way from Callista. Yeah. You didn't ring me much on the quiz this year, though. What were you doing Saturday mornings?
I think I've been at basketball.
Oh, how'd you go at basketball?
Not too well.
No. Did Dad drive you to basketball? Did you have to make your own way there?
Yeah, Dad drove me.
Good. And Dad, but Dad's here this morning, and he was here before you. So did he not drive you in here?
No, I think he got up at about 5 in the morning to come here, so yeah. I didn't do that.
Right. And so now, in previous, he didn't have a ticket for you last year. Has he got one for you this year?
No.
No. What's the story behind that?
Not wearing a collar.
Not wearing a collar, that's right. That's the point.
We've got to maintain
safety. Billy, can we get Frank into the
yes.
sweep then?
Oh, you'll be happy with this. Matt Prittis, number 11. Oh.
Matt Prittis. Ooh, a brown lemon. I reckon he might be a very good show. If they win, he might be a key factor in them winning. On you, Frank, and I hope things get improved with you and Dad. And what about Mum? Because last year you were going to watch it with your granny, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
What's she doing today?
No idea, probably the same.
She probably made scones for you and everything. And that. Anyway, good to see you here. He's got his Chicago Bulls.
I thought it was a St Kilda cap at first when I saw the colours, because I know Frank Barrack's for the Saints, but it's the Chicago Bulls.
Are they in the AFL next year? I haven't heard of them.
No, they're in the NBA.
Oh, are they?
Frank, have a great
good
grand
you, Frank.
Final day.
And
let's hope Matt
and our friend
plays
Lorraine,
well.
Who's been here for years. Lorraine, I reckon you've been at every OB over here. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm very well, thanks, Kobe.
And you're still wearing your Melbourne stuff proudly,
she's a
too.
D.
Yeah, very good.
Of course.
There's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Jesse Hogan winning the Rising Star.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's going to be brilliant. He's already brilliant, but he's going to be even better. I think we should pay him whatever he wants.
And Bernie Vince, you've enjoyed his play?
I have, yes. I picked him for our BNF this year. I think our selectors got everything right in the BNF this year, and Bernie was terrific.
And you might just give Champ some encouragement, because there's some talk that Jimmy Tumpus might be going home to Adelaide.
Yes, I'm not really sure about Jimmy. He, Yes, I think perhaps Adelaide maybe can have him.
Oh!
Oh!
Outspoken stuff from Lorraine. All the best to you, Lorraine. Good to see you. And go D's next year.
Shall I draw for Lorraine?
Yeah, draw for Lorraine.
Oh, sorry, Lorraine. Number 33 for Hawthorne.
Cyril.
Cyril Rioli.
No? Now, did I see the McAvoys walking past? Are they here? No?
They were here before.
Where are
they?
There they are. They're here every year. The parents of big boy McAvoy, Ben McAvoy. Good to see you again. Oh, yeah. John, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
A little nervous.
A little nervous.
A light nervous, maybe.
How were you at this time last year?
Well, no, not quite as nervous as this year.
Why?
I don't think we had time to think about it last year. No. This year we've had a lot more time to build up and, yeah, just worry about it all.
He does seem wound up here. Yeah. Oh. Everyone's relaxed.
It's a grand final.
Oh, no, he's been there, done that. What about Mum? How are you?
Well, I'm pretty nervous too. But I promised everyone I wouldn't cry this year, so I'm not crying.
Oh, but
you'll keep your promise.
Your future in the media depends on the interview subjects crying at some stage during an interview. Have you spoken to him this morning?
No, didn't speak to him this morning, but we spoke to him earlier in the week, and we talked about this last year that, you know, texting is the new in thing. So
have you texted him today?
I have. I texted him last night, yeah, and his dad, I think, texted him this morning. So
did he respond?
No.
Well, that's working well, isn't it?
And it's good to see...
He responded last night, yes.
Both of you have got very suitable headwear for such a sunny day. I very much approve of that.
That would be the worry today with the big boys up against Nat Nui in a very difficult job in very hot conditions. It'll be tough.
You're sounding like an expert all of a sudden there. And have you been down to watch Ben and the Hawks when they play down at Launceston?
Yes.
How does this today compare with weather at Launceston? Just compare and contrast, 1,000 words.
Yes.
Oh, we never notice the weather because we always listen to these legends on the could have been on the way.
Oh, all right, and you're hoping to catch up with him after the game tonight or something?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
well, let's hope he goes well. He has got one of the toughest tasks today going up against Nick Nat and Nui.
Oh, yeah.
Hey? What a task. But he's up to it. He's been there, done that.
I think so.
Go Ben.
Yeah. Go Mum and Dad too. How about...
Have a great
Thanks
grand
for joining us.
Final.
Always great to see you. Thanks
family.
For coming past. And really got the brown and gold outfit on. It's just magnificent. Have a look at that. And good. Now, do we need any more from the crowd?
Billy, do you need him to do some more sweep work out there
more
in the crowd?
Any other Eagles here? I'm hard-pressed.
Yes, over to your left.
Over here?
Yes, I can see the Eagles hat.
That scene in Crocodile Dundee where Mick Dundee goes across all the people in the station in the subway to get to them here.
On your left.
Go left.
I'm going to go left, but before I do, I just spotted a blokeness and killed a jumper.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
What's your name, sir?
Patrick.
Patrick, the Saints. What are they going to do to be here on this day next year?
Oh.
Buy 24 grand final tickets? No?
Yeah. Buy me one as well.
And you got a ticket for today?
No.
Well, we might get you a winner in the sweep, Patrick.
I've drawn Xavier Ellis from the Eagles for you, Patrick, number 18.
Patrick, your other name? Patrick Saint. Just put Patrick Saint down, right? We'll know who it is. Saint Patrick, that'll do. Good on you, Patrick.
Thank you.
And here's an Eagles fan through here. Hello. Oh, she's got tickets. Look at this. You're a member. What's your name?
Sue.
You're not Sue from South Perth,
No,
is
she
it?
Bags for Frio.
Of course she does. Have you come all the way from Perth?
No, we had 2.5 hours drive today, so I'm a Victorian supporter of the Eagles.
So who did you barrack for before the Eagles were invented?
I followed my dad, who was St Kilda.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
He was St Kilda, was he?
Well, no, he barracked for St Kilda, yeah.
And then you said, no, I like this. Why did you change to the Eagles?
Oh, we lived in Western Australia for a while, and anyone from the West knows there's only one part of Australia, and that's Western Australia. You don't hear about any other part of Australia. That's it. So you pick a West Australian team.
That's gone down rather quietly.
Enormous reaction.
Well, Sue, I've chosen Jack, darling.
No, Jack, that's Jack.
She's beautiful happy with word. That. Look at that smile. She's very happy to be in the sweep with
Billy,
Jack.
Very good. Billy, you'll get a breakfast radio gig on FM. Well, with that sort of material. Good luck today, Sue. Sue.
Good on you, Sue.
And is there actually a West Coast fan here who's actually come all the way from Perth? All the way from Perth? No, come up here, sir. not one of these ones that just changed from the Saints. What's your name?
Nigel.
Nigel! And when, you won't know, understand if you come from Perth. Why? When did you come over, Nigel?
Flew over on Thursday night.
So what have you been doing the last, 24 or 36 hours? Just wandering the streets aimlessly?
No, went to the parade yesterday and down Lygon Street yesterday, so had a nice night.
That's fantastic. My daughters said to me, that when the fellow on the tram asked us how to get to the casino, I said, the people from Perth will either be going the Cass or Lygon Street. Was it good up there?
It was very enjoyable.
Lots of Eagles fans up there?
There was as many Hawks supporters as Eagles fans, so it was good.
Should have gone to Glenfree Road. And you're very nervous. You're fidgeting with the footy there and everything. It's a footy from the train. Look at that. It's got the train logo on it. Kicking him. And is this the first time you've been to a grand final?
My fourth.
Fourth featuring the Eagles?
2006 I was here, so that was fantastic. The others were Victorian games.
So you, as an Eagles fan, came and denied a Victorian a chance to watch those grand finals. That's the sort of thing you expect. So anyway,
Nigel, have a great day.
No, you've got to play for Nigel, Billy?
Andrew Gaff, Nigel.
Andrew Gaff.
And Nigel's happy with that.
Had a good year.
So you'll have to listen to the Could Have Been tonight. It's between 7 and 10. And if you're not listening and he wins, we'll send the prize out to you.
Yeah.
It'll be recipient. Collect the fee when it arrives, okay?
All right, Ian, I'll get you to make your way back to the desk here because we're welcoming our next guest. You're with the Could Have Been Champions on ABC Local Radio. We're coming to you live from the MCG on Grand Final Day. Our next guest is the brother of Callum Sinclair, who's running out today for the West Coast Eagles, Brett Sinclair. Welcome to the Could Have Been Champions.
Cheers, thanks, guys. Good to be here. Welcome.
And not many people know that your family's got a footy connection going way back. Your dad played for Fitzroy.
Yeah, he did. He played about 42 games or something, Fitzroy.
And did the family grow up as Fitzroy supporters?
Yeah, we did. I was actually just chatting to an old Fitzroy supporter behind the van over there and just reminiscing about the days of Fitzroy. So we both lost interest when they went up to Brisbane. But, it was great, actually, yeah. So, the old man used to take us down to Princess Park and watch the old...
The mighty Fitzroy Roys.
Boys. Yeah,
he had a couple of games at St Kilda too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and they didn't pay him, so he left.
But he went to Port Melbourne.
Yeah, he went down to Port. So, yeah, he loved it down there.
Torchy,
so.
Would they have paid him at Port Melbourne?
They would have paid him in poker machine.
Yeah, he said the other day, actually, brown paper bags. So, yeah.
Now, Brett, they always say that, you know, you recruit a bloke, but it's always the brother who got away who was the better player. Now, is that true in your case?
A few people were calling me Cal Sinclair's brother yesterday. And I did tell them that I had more talent, my little finger, than Callum. But, you know, Callum's very, very determined. It's pretty awesome to see him out here today. So
I was at lunch yesterday that Brett was at. And every bloke that had played footy with you and you said that you were the typical, yeah, he's twice as good but didn't want to play. How much older than Callum are you?
I'm 30, so Callum's 26.
Okay, so backyard footy at home, what was that like?
It was good. I think, actually, my older brother's a good footballer, and there's a good gap there, so Callum was always trying to be a part of his older brother's world, and I think probably giving him a hard time probably made him who he is today, so that's what we tell him anyway. But I think he enjoys sticking it to us now as an AFL player.
Were you with him on draft day?
No, because he was over in it's pretty funny how it worked out because he missed out on a couple of drafts here when he's playing for Port Melbourne, and then went over to Subiaco with no real expectations and to play in the Waffle and actually copped a pretty bad injury over there, but they saw enough in him to give him a chance. So it was all a bit of a shock at the time. So
he's followed his dream to play footy and he's been prepared to go to the other side of the country.
Yeah, exactly. It was a big deal at the time. So he was pretty entrenched at Port Melbourne and they were winning flags. But it wasn't really working for him. So he just made the punt and he went over to Subiaco and just sort of relaxed a little bit more, I think. And West Coast were always interested in him. So, yeah, but he never gave up. So it's a pretty good story.
Now he's playing in a grand final. Now, was he able to get you a ticket?
He was, but true AFL style, though, he's still got to pay.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. But, yeah, his mates came at him pretty hard, so he's always going to flick his brothers and give them to his mates. But, no,
he's got a good pair of hands. Takes a lovely mark.
Yeah, he's got good
hands. Always
been
like that? Was it something he's worked on?
No, he works pretty hard. I think maybe he's could be a smaller bloke trapped in a big bloke's body maybe sometimes. Okay. But he's he knows how to play footy for sure. So.
Well, you will have watched the Eagles as closely as anyone here today with your brother playing. Can they win the flag?
I mean, obviously, Callum playing, you watch every game pretty closely. I reckon if they can start well, like in any grand final, there'll be a really good chance. They've just got to be in touch with the Hawks at half time. Then it'll be pretty hard to keep up with them. They seem to get better as the game goes on.
Yeah, you don't want to be trailing at three-quarter time on a day like today, do you?
Absolutely not, no. So, but yeah, they've got the legs and they're a little bit younger, so...
Yeah, and at 26 years of age, he's in a grand final. Who knows? He could play in another one and another one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Last year he was playing for East Perth, so and had niggling injuries here or there. So it's pretty amazing how things can turn.
Yep.
1 minute you're down, next minute you're on top of the world. So hopefully, tonight is
it's great.
Something special.
Has he ever made any comment to you about having a grandstand position to watch Nick Natanui play his trade?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good for him though for his development to come in after Nick Nat, where he bashes him up in the middle and then he comes on when they're probably pretty exhausted from the
from trying to jump over
him. Yeah, it's right. And then Callum comes in and Callum's a good runner, so I think it's a good mix. So, but definitely a good combo at the moment. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's a very special day for your whole family today, Brett. I'm sure. So real enjoy it.
Yeah,
no matter what happens, grand final day. There's really never no losers on grand final day. Festival of football. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Good on you, Brett. Brett Sinclair.
Brett Sinclair, brother Callum, is playing for the Eagles today. And what a great story. Going over to Subi just to try it out. And away you go. That is fantastic.
That's what you want to hear.
Playing in a grand final.
All right, we've had a bit of a West Coast love-in for the last few minutes.
Aside from you spotting the McAvoy family out there in the crowd, we haven't really covered Hawthorn at all.
No, but we did have Ash Hansen as a former West Coast Premiership player. We now have a Hawthorn Premiership player slipping the headset on, and of course it's Russell Green. Welcome, Russell.
Hey, Russell. Thank you, boys. It's great to be here. Very special day.
Well, Russell.
Well, you know all about it. How many grand finals did you play in?
I played in six. I was very fortunate to win three and unfortunately lost three. So, it's a fantastic day and brings back so many memories just walking around and seeing all the crowd. It's absolutely fantastic.
Did you play in 87?
Yes, I did.
Similar sort of day?
Similar. It was 32 degrees, I think, and Carlton got over the top of us. In the 61 flag, the Hawks' first flag, played in similar conditions also.
Oh, yeah, you've done some research,
in 1961. Well, Graham Arthur Mort told me about how hot it was. Yeah.
they beat the Bulldogs that day, is that right?
They did, correct way.
They trailed at half time.
Yeah, I think they won 13 straight to win the flag. So
did you feel the heat in 87 as the game went on?
When we were six or seven goals down, it was really hot. so it was, our preparation leading into it, we had to beat Geelong down at Geelong. Dunstall kicked the last couple of goals for us to maybe end up on top. The Kangaroos had to beat Carlton, and Styx Kurnan kicked an impossible goal in the last couple of minutes, which guaranteed them top position. So we had to play all finals. We lost in the second semi, so we actually played four in a row. So our preparation was pretty brutal, but the better team won on the day.
And tell us about the day, Russell. Six grand finals, it's just incredible to have been able to experience six of them. It's not just another game of football, is it?
No, absolutely not. My first one was in 83, and I remember it vividly. My younger son at that stage, Stephen, had a hot temperature during the course of the night, so I'm up and down having cold showers, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't the ideal preparation. And then I had a few mates on the night of the actual Friday night before the grand final. Dave Urquhart and a couple of other mates came over, and they'd been to a lunch. And Dave Urquhart's actually an Essendon supporter, and he shook my hand. And I'm sure he's trying to break my wrist. it's a fantastic experience. And I also remember it because at quarter time, Yabby's gone green. You just settle down, relax, relax. At that stage, I hadn't touched the ball. So halfway through the second quarter, it was a free kick. I just grabbed it and off I went. So it was a very special day. And I'll never forget it.
We're talking with Hawthorne Premiership player Russell Green. You go in with a lot of expectations, but the fear of not winning must be something that just weighs down on you going into a grand final.
Oh, absolutely. As I mentioned, we won the 83, and then we played the Bombers in 84, and we got rolled, and then 85. And I remember going into the 86 one, that was very much on our minds, and we just don't want to, you know, lose three in a row because it would be an absolute tragedy. And that does drive you, absolutely.
You said you've won some, you've lost some. Tell us a bit more about that. At the end of today, there's going to be a whole bunch of players and a whole club who have lost.
Yep.
Tell us about
that. Yeah, well, I experienced it three times, and it still haunts me, particularly the 84 grand final. I'd moved down onto Leon Baker in the back pocket.
Oh, dear.
Daisy Williams got the ball out of the centre. We're 3.5 goals up, out of the centre. And you should learn from your mistakes, because a few weeks prior, I played on Wayne Schimmelbusch. And I went left and he went right and the ball fell in his hands. And Yavi, after the game, said, son, learn by your mistakes. And that still haunts me, because the 84, that first the first kick out of the centre after three-quarter time, I went left, Leon went right, he got the goal. Avalanche, they kicked 9 to three-quarter time, they kicked 9 the last quarter. And I promise you, that noise, when he kicked that goal, was just absolutely deafening.
The MCG erupted.
Yeah, absolutely erupted, because the Bombers hadn't won one, I think, since 65. Yeah. So the noise was just unbelievable.
And then the noise at the end of the game, the siren's gone and you know that you've lost a grand final.
Yeah, it's, as I mentioned, it still sticks with me three times. And I remember in 85 when the Bombers whacked us by about 78 points. I remember Yabby just saying, look, because we were absolutely decimated. And he said, the sun will come up tomorrow. And so you lick your wounds, you get on with it. And losing really drives you on. And we're very fortunate to go on. And after that, I think we won 4 out of the next 5 or something. So,
And you played with some of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, I've been blessed.
Yeah, and now comparisons are going to be made with this side already. Oh,
absolutely. And I mean, you have a look at the boys who are playing today are absolutely superstars, and I was fortunate. Matthews, greatest player of all time. Peter Knights, when I was at St Kilda prior to coming across to Hawthorn, I've got about 8 stop marks up my back and on my head. I played at Knights once, and he took a couple of marks of the year and stuff like that. You know, Dipper, Dermot, Tuck,
Jason Dunstall.
You know, Chris Mew, Langford, Gary Ayres, Andy Collins. It was just a fabulous time to be playing footy.
Across those 6 grand finals, Russell, some of your opponents.
Okay, 83, I played on Daisy Williams. 84, Tim Watson. Timmy was close to best on the ground that day. 85, I played on, who was it? A number of opponents. They stitched stuff. Such a long time ago, I can't really remember.
Yeah, well, that's nice to hear, Russ, because they don't have opponents anymore.
No,
Greg, that's true, mate. It'd be great playing today, just run around and do whatever you want.
You were playing in an era with just some magical players in all teams. And as you said, you mentioned quite modestly, you were fortunate. But it's a fact, isn't it, that so much luck comes into how people's footy careers unfold.
Oh, absolutely. I remember the 83 grand final. David Polking, one who already played in 2 flags, just before the game, Alan Jones said, you're not playing, Dipper, you're playing. And I still remember looking at Polky, and he's patting everyone on the back saying, you know, go for it, really, you got to enjoy this. And I physically started crying. I said, how could somebody do that? I mean, if I was told you're not playing, I just would have been, which happened to Chris Langford a couple of years later, I would have been absolutely decimated. And even after the game, we won it, Polky's out there running around with us, and you know, he's such a selfless person. And that's, we have that running right through the club. It's a very special club.
Were you still playing in 89?
No, I got the sack after the 88 one. We won by 96 points.
Yeah.
Alan Joyce was the coach, and Yabby had his aneurysm, so he obviously didn't coach. And then I got a phone call about a week after the grand final. It was John Hook, who was the football manager. He said, you playing next year, Green? I said, oh, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, absolutely. And then a minute later, they must have been in the match committee room putting pencils through Blake's name. And Yabby said, congratulations, son, you know, on your third premiership. You've got a medallion now for Stephen, Brent and Angie, our children. And And that's where it stops, mate. Because if I'm coaching next year, you're not in the picture. And I go, oh God, and it was brutal. So hung up the phone, said, okay, yeah. And then I rang Joycey. I said, Joycey, am I in your plans again next year? He said, well, yep. If you're good enough to get a game, you'll get a game. And that was it. And I was praying that he would get the nod, but yeah, we came back on board. It was all over. But retrospect, I was gone. I mean, I could
play 300 games.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be involved in.
And Russell, thank you for an insight into that. All of those dramas are playing out of our view underneath the MCG as we speak.
And whilst we've got an insight into all that stuff on the playing side, you and a few of those Hawthorn blokes used to go and watch Greg's band play, didn't you? Were you in that group?
Yeah, we're great followers of Greg. Yeah. I mean, he's fantastic.
Was always well-behaved, too, they were, too.
He's about to play again.
Hang on. You had a memory of Greg?
Oh, yeah. Well, my father-in-law was Frank Sedgman, and he was the president of the International Tennis Club and at Kooyong. And we had people from all over the world. Most of them got Greg's humour, but we're laughing our heads off. You look at someone from Sweden, they're going, what's he talking about? I mean, we're crying, tears of laughter. And these poor people are going, what's the joke? No, it was amazing.
I didn't get it myself.
Let's make a few more people cry. Greg's about to come on. Russell Green, thank you so much.
Thank you, Russell.
Russell Green, Hawthorn Premiership player. You're with the Could Have Been Champions on ABC Local Radio, coming to you live from the MCG on this grand final.
And we didn't need to ask Russell who he thought would win today. No doubt he's going to be back with the Hawks, and also good to see him. Six grand finals.
And a couple of those players he mentioned are still coaching, I noticed. Yeah. Andy Collins, coach of the Mighty Seagulls, who won the AFL Premiership last week.
Enjoy that.
Grand final day, Greg Champion always goes through the best songs of the year. And now we're up to the last song spot for season 2015. So this will be the best of the best, Greg.
Hopefully, Richo, if there is such a thing. And we're also trying to do songs about the two combatants today, too. But boys, if you've got your lyric sheets there,
yep,
an old theme that's been around. In fact, it was not Trent Crowd again to start with, wasn't it? Richard Evans gave us the idea. 1, 2, 3.
Not the Hawks again. Please don't let it be the Hawks again. Make it Saints or Dogs or Demons if you can. Anyone but not the Hawks again. Even Essendon, heaven help us, surely not Carlton. Let it be the Lions and the Gold Coast Suns. Anything but not the Hawks again. Time for North Melbourne. Not too many would begrudge Richmond. We'd be okay with the Demons of Melbourne. Anything but not the Hawks again. Fitzroy, Preston, just not Hawks again.
Coburg, Cran, but not the Hawks again.
Greg Champion, you're with the Could Have Been Champions live on ABC Local Radio from the grand final. We're here at the MCG, an unbelievably hot and sunny day. And windy. What you would call the classic hot, dry northerly.
While you're setting the next one up, I'm just looking at the Twitter feed, and John Creese has tweeted to say, and with this photo, the man bun immediately went out of fashion.
If you've just joined us, Billy Baxter, who said that if Hawthorn made the grand final, he would wear a man bun on grand final day, is sitting right here on the Could Have Been's panel wearing a man bun.
And if that is true, Billy, you have done something for our society.
I've made my mark.
Torch, that is a very good point.
I took one for the country, Torchy.
Songs about the Eagles are hard to find for reasons we mentioned maybe in the first hour. Not a lot of demand for Eagles songs in this state, but we've had a couple of things over the journey, and we're going to... people have sent in a lot of songs about Nick Nat, such as Pardon Me, Boys, Is That the Nat Nui Choo Choo? Stuff like that. And way back, somebody sent this... a song called Eagles Is Not a Dirty Bird. I think it went... Eagles, we can do that together. Eagles
is not a dirty bird. Eagles is not a dirty bird. Eagles is not a dirty bird.
In this song we don't have no more words.
Thankfully.
That's as far as it goes. Yeah. But the one that we did do this year, and this was an idea from Greg Tuck, who was our most prolific contributor, or email... Suggestor. There is a foreign country away across the plains, somewhere to the west, where it's hot and never rains. They do play footy out there, although they look quite strange.
Love them crazy West Australians.
They do have their own culture, and some say you can tell. They may not get much contact with the wider Western world. At their sporting contests, they love to boo and yell.
Love them crazy West Australians.
Their people may seem different. They may not look like us. They look like Langdon Waterhouse and Sean McManus. They're hairy and they're scary, and sometimes dangerous.
Love them crazy West Australians.
They are
different, wacky West Australians.
Polite applause, I'd call that, Greg.
An attempt to be polite there, yeah. Jeff.
Good.
Only half polite in the song.
Well, you could have gone harder, of course. Well,
there goes Champ's tour of the mines and towns. You were going to go to Karratha Mount Tom Price.
Kalgoorlie.
Well, if I play it
Marble Bar.
If I play it safe, Gabe, we'll never get a laugh. and here's another example of not...
Example, thank you.
Of not playing it safe. I think Noel Dennison... I was going to say Noel Dennehur then.
Yeah.
Gave us the idea. You know the tune, lads?
We'll try.
You've got the words. One, two, three, and...
We're unsociable at Hawthorn. We're unpleasant all day long. We'll drive you deep into the turf, bluffing the ump every time while smiling. We will jump on you in numbers while you try to catch your breath. Drive our elbows into you, that's how we like to do things. We are the take no prisoners horse. We're unsociable at Hawthorn. We're unpleasant all day long. We'll drive you deep into the turf, bluffing the ump every time while smiling. We will jump on you in numbers while you try to catch your breath. Drive our elbows into you, that's how we like to do things. We are the take no prisoners horse.
Oh, that struck a chord. Well, you got them.
There are a lot of Hawthorn supporters here. Yeah. I think you have got them, champ.
Yeah. Well,
I think we might see a fair bit of that unsociable football early doors.
Okay, that was a attempt to be mild-mannered while actually wanting to make a serious point. Right.
But that's what you want.
Well,
you don't want this namby-pamby, rosy stuff.
Grand final day.
You want them to go straight up their guts.
No, you do want me to be namby-pamby or I won't get a gig at the Athenaeum Club next year.
I'm talking about the actual football and the way it's played.
See, okay,
that's
right.
What you want.
All right. Here is an idea from Paddy from Reservoir.
Hello, Paddy.
And, folks, when you approach the ground and you want to enter it, especially on grand final day, the thing that... the thing that... baffles us all, and some people are too frightened to come to the game in case they get it wrong.
Doesn't baffle all of us, but yes.
But the MCC and Stephen Goff would like us to share with you that in case you don't know which side the barcodes go, it's very easy to get confused.
There's been something missing this morning that we haven't had the bloke on the microphone. Where is he?
That's right. Do you know why? Because we put a fatwa on him.
No, it's because they changed to the orange uniform.
Oh, pulled the plug on that speaker up behind us. I'm missing it.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
For years we've battled.
Please have your bags open for inspection and have your barcodes up.
And go around to gate 3 if gate 2 is busy.
Yeah.
We've battled with the ground announcer having a loudspeaker over our heads for years, so bring it back.
Yeah.
There's a bit of mailbag. There's a touch of mailbag.
Oh, is it?
Paddy, from just two things, because of course we haven't got any more regional footy to talk about.
There are some grand finals. Someone sent a tweet today, a tweet thing, was it called? To say they're up at Wondillagong or somewhere getting ready for a match.
There's got to be some regional footy left, but not enough for us to tell us what's going on. Paddy from Reservoir wrote, "My Brownlow highlight was when my youngest daughter was reading the leaders board and called him Nat Fifi." Gotta love that. Mark Peters wrote this morning, "At the Roos Swans game a couple of weeks ago, which he attended, during the quarter break, the PA was belting out Sweet Caroline. Now, I like a bit of Diamond as much as the next person, but being able to talk to your friend of the footy, bring it back." Yeah. And the point, the before you clap, custodians of the game, listen to the people, loud music at the footy, get rid of it.
Well, the people have spoken, Greg.
It is a no-brainer. I'm going to the MCG to see the D's. I got the tartan rug to spread across my knees. Got my red and blue scarf, my fin review. I prefer it these days to the BRW. One big concern, it's hard to learn.
Keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, get up, get up.
There's some beautiful boys from school that I'm meeting. To be frank, often we do not leave the bull ring. But what frustrates is at the gate, it's so hard to know which way the barcode goes.
Keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, get up, get up. Keep your
I find it best to pass the test. I don't go wrong if I hum this little song.
Keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, keep your barcode up, get up, get up.
Keep your barcode up,
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 keep your barcode up, get up, get up.
Hey!
I think everyone's got the message.
But which way should it go, though?
They could just play that over the speaker rather than that bloke having to get on the mic.
That'd be handy.
We're racing up to the top of the clock. Time for us to hand over to our grandstand colleagues. Greg might be back for just one more song before we say goodbye for the morning. But, Ian, I'd like you to go out into the crowd now, because normally we ask what we've learned today at this time during the show. I'm wondering whether you might ask some of the listeners and people here in the crowd what they've learned.
And we might need another couple of people in the sweep as well, too. Billy, they've been coming in on the Twitter.
Yes, I've too many to go through, but I have appointed some on the
so
Twitter.
You've been giving I think there was someone that was listening on the north coast or something of New South Wales. Yeah. Someone else was at Paul Punker having a picnic. And David Evans was at the Wondillo Footy Club, the Brolgers. It's great to know there's lots of stuff happening out there, not just here at the MCG.
That's right, Ian.
All right, and we'll be going back to my place, Billy, and having some sausage rolls and...
Let's do that.
Well, let's do that.
I can take my hair off.
Meanwhile, Ian, you're out on the concourse here with members of the live audience.
I better do the right thing and put a couple of Hawks fans in there that they probably feel like I've been ignoring them. And look, here's someone over here that barracks for the Swans. So, well, she's standing next to a Hawker. What's your name?
I'm Barbara.
Barbara, is that a friend of yours there?
She is a friend.
Hello, Barbara. What's your name?
Sue.
Sue and Barbara, isn't this a great... This is a great comment on Australian society today, that a hawk and a swan can go to the footy together.
Yeah, yes. Wearing their colours.
I've been said to keep her under control.
Well, does Sue get a bit unruly?
Yes, oh yes, she gets very unruly.
Does she? Who towards her own players, the opposition, or the umpires?
The umpires.
Oh, come on, did you see the run you got last... Oh, sorry.
In the interest...
As Sue says, they were lucky they won last week. Why was that,
right.
Sue?
We got a rotten run from the umpires.
Oh. Anyone got a Collingwood scarf for Sue?
Billy wants to give them both a dib in the in the sweep.
Yes. Yeah, Sue, here's a player for you in the sweep. Billy's got one for you.
Oh, I've drawn Mrs. Codge's boy, Lou.
Lou Codge.
Lou Codge.
No, no, that's...
Well, you'd be happy with that.
FM breakfast.
And Barbara Swan has drawn number 9 for the West Coast Eagles, Nick Natnui.
Oh. Hey, how did you two get... Did you go to the footy together last year to the grand final?
No. And I was wishing I wasn't there, really.
And were you there together when they played and the Swans won?
I was there.
No, I haven't been since 2008.
Haven't you?
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, such a long time ago.
Yes. You know, the Hawthorne supporters, they stick together through thick.
Absolutely. Are you going to be there together though today?
We will.
Good. Have a good day. Lovely to see you. We've got a hawk in there. That's Phineas is here, Billy. Phineas is always with us. Phineas Mia.
Hey, Phineas.
Draw one for Finn.
No, I drew one for Phineas earlier on.
Hang on. Phineas has got a comment for you, Billy. You can't quite see him.
How's it feel to have the man bun, Bill?
Yeah, how's the man
how
bun,
is it, Bill?
Yeah, just moving along, Phineas. Yeah. News at 12. Yeah.
Now, Ian, Billy wants to close out the
There's about seven to go, boss.
Who's Phineas got?
He's drawn David Hale.
David Hale.
Oh. So we've got to finish these off and get a wriggle on.
I'm just trying to find someone that might support another club other than... what about this young fella here? Do you want to come here and talk to Uncle Ian? I thought he might have had a Fitzroy.
I'd be wary of men called Uncle Ian. If
that's a soccer, he's wearing a soccer shirt.
What's your name?
Finn.
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 And what's the footy club on your shirt?
It's soccer.
It's soccer. Yeah. Have we got something there for the Les Murray medal, Billy?
No, but I have drawn Sean Burgoyne.
Burgoyne.
Happy
you
have it. You're in the sweep. Right. Good on you.
Apparently, he's on his way to Barcelona next year.
Yeah. Do you barrack for an AFL club?
Hawthorn.
Mm. Long as you've got your health.
And he's got a hat on.
He's wearing a good bucket hat.
That's
I
very
like the
sensible.
Look of that.
Yep. The parents have got a hat on him. That's good. Any other clubs apart from the competing clubs that I might be able to... Yeah, who do you barrack for?
Geelong, of course.
Oh, good.
Yes, very
Billy,
good.
Can you find... Nat Nui and Prittis are gone. What's your name, by the way?
Yeah, Laurie.
Laurie. Laurie's here, very comfortable in his deck chair.
Laurie.
I've drawn number 5 for the Hawthorn team for you, Laurie.
Sam Mitchell.
He's taunted us plenty of times, hasn't he?
He certainly has, but he is a good player, though.
Yes, very much so.
Laurie, okay. Are we almost done there, Billy?
A few more, Co. About 4 more, I think.
I got a bloke waving his cap, another saint down the back there. Hang on, there's someone here in a Bulldogs top.
I love that story.
Oh, they're in.
They're in. Here we go. I've just got to do a bit of Mick Dundee. No, I'm coming to my Bulldog friend over here. Good. Your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul Bulldog.
Paul Bulldog. What's he got?
Yeah, Jaron Rofeed.
You've got Jared Ruffhead.
He wondered whether you'd drawn Bontem Pally for him. Hey, the Hawks beat you the other week. Are they going to win today?
The Crows beat us, Cody.
Sorry, the Crows. Uh-huh. So what about today? Who are you going for?
The Hawks, because they beat the Crows and the Crows beat us. So we should have won.
That makes you look good.
Okay. Paul the Bulldogs in with Jared Ruffhead.
Yep. Two more, Cove.
I've got an Essendon supporter here.
Let the Essendon supporter in the sweep.
She's dressed for Oaks Day. Yeah. What's your name?
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Who you got for Sarah, Billy?
I am Shields. No, there's something on the L. Liam Shields.
Liam Shields. Are you going into the match?
No, but my dad's a Hawthorn supporter, so I'm here for him today.
Oh, he's totally.
I would have. I thought talking to Sarah, if she was a member, she'd be going straight to the Frank Gray Smith bar.
She's dressed for it. Yeah, and last one in. We need one more.
I got a tiger here as I come back.
Good.
Right.
Look after him, Billy.
Name?
Chris.
Chris. Who you got for Chris, Billy?
Did Danny Frawley coach the Tigers?
At one stage.
Well, I've got James Frawley.
Right. Could be a link for you. He's excited.
Happy with that, Chris.
Okay.
And that's it, Cove. That concludes the sweep.
That closes out the sweep. Now, very quickly, I want to run through the panel. What did we learn today? Greg Champion, what did you learn today?
Still thinking about it.
Well, I'll come back to you. How about you, Billy Baxter?
I learned that if you ever have a thought about who's going to play off in a grand final or who not, keep it to yourself.
Don't take it off.
And don't make outrageous threats and promises. No, I think that's good advice for everyone, Billy. Torch McGee, what did you learn today?
I learned that if you're playing in an under-18 final and your old man's in the crowd, tell him to keep his advice to himself.
Ian Cover, what did you learn today?
I learnt today that Billy's actually rather a handsome lad with a man bun.
I've come around to it. Greg, how are you going down there?
I learned that we'd prefer our brown list was called Nat Fifi.
And I've learned that Stephen Goff, the CEO here of the MCC, believes that in terms of the bicycles and the motorbikes, we might see some change in time for next year's grand final.
There may be.
So that's what we've all learned, but the place to learn what really is going on is at the news desk of Outside Football. He's good enough to join us every Saturday morning throughout the footy season. So for grand final day now, we cross to Outside Football and Sam the sub. Morning, Sam. Sam, you're getting applause. Sam. Hello, Sam. Yes. Yeah, we can hear you, Sam. Yeah, I can. You sound it. So, grand final day, what do you got for us? Yep.
Yes. You're not looking back at any great Collingwood grand finals, are you?
Good. Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Yes. Yep.
That's gone over well with the audience here at the MCG, Sam. Oh, oh, yes.
Yeah, what's on it? Aren't you doing a Collingwood one?
Yeah. We've heard that before this morning.
And the Brownlow, any coverage on the great win there by Nat Fife?
No, not as such.
You're doing it club by club. Who polled best at which clubs?
Oh, that's terrific.
And I no doubt at the end of the day, the end of the season, you can sit back and crack a cold one and reflect on a great year and celebrate a great year for Outside Football.
And, before the season and during the
not waiting until the end of the game?
Well,
I'd like to say it's been terrific to broadcasting
the this year. Thanks, Sam the sub. He's with us every Saturday morning during the footy season. Takes time out. Great. Have a great grand final, Sam. And it's time now to move on to our last for 2015 Torch grand final edition of Could Have Been's Footy Talkback.
Okay, yes.
It's grand final day. There's a full board of calls.
Of course.
You ready to roll?
I am, yes.
First caller here. You're talking to the Could Have Been champions on grand final day live here at the MCG. Go ahead, please. You're talking to Torch.
Hello.
Hello,
who's calling, please? And where are you calling from, Pearl? Down on the Mornington Peninsula? Yes, yes.
You were talking before about the West Coast seagulls. The seagulls are the same on both sides.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Pearl, I think we're on the wrong track.
We're going to have to leave Pearl's call there because I don't know where we go. Yes. We'll go to the next caller now on Could Have Been Champions Grand Final Talkback. Go ahead, please. You're talking to Torch.
Hello.
And I'm actually standing
there. Okay. Thank you for your call, Pearl. We have to move on.
They do, Torch. I've seen them doing it.
I have too. Yes.
We'll go to the next caller though. It's grand final day here at the MCG. You're with the Could Have Been champions. You're talking to Torch. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Yeah. G'day, Torchy.
Oh, who's this?
Yeah. Donnie here, mate.
Donnie, where are you calling from?
Young and Jackson's waiting for you. You said you'd be here with our tickets. Hey, let's just
Can you have a quick chat to that Billy Baxter doing the sweep?
Yes.
And see if he can put us in?
Yes.
And can you select your own player?
No, he selects it for you.
Nah, me and Nobby want Larry Nino.
Larry Nino? I don't think I've heard of him.
No, because I heard the people saying that the El Nino was going to have a big effect on the game today. I reckon that's where the weather's come from.
That's right, yes.
You can think about that all you like, but that betrays the rules of a sweep, doesn't it, Torch? We can't possibly do that.
Keep it simple for us.
Okay.
We're trying. Got it. We'll go to the next caller here on Could Have Been Champions Grand Final Talkback. You're talking to Torch. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Torch.
Oh, who's calling, please?
It's Nige here, Torch.
Nige, where are you calling from?
I'm down in North Fitzroy. We've just had a couple of chai lattes, and they were just wandering through Edinburgh Gardens at the moment.
Oh, really? And what's the atmosphere down at the Edinburgh Gardens like at the moment?
Oh, it's lovely. There's lots of people picnicking. A few people, you know, got their takeaway coffees, maybe got a few pastries, organic pastries, things like that, just sitting around reading the paper. Oh, it's just a beautiful day.
Oh, are they all in excitement mode at the moment, Nige?
What for?
Well, you realise that there's a big football match on today.
Oh, really? What, a Barca playing or maybe Manchester United?
it's grand final day.
Nige, why did you ring us?
I thought we were calling in, maybe having a little bit of a chat. I call you regularly.
Yeah, but it's grand final. Thanks for your call, by the way. But look, we'll go to someone else, I think, Torch.
Okay.
Next caller on Could Have Been's Grand Final Talkback. Hello.
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 Come in. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I'm just wait till I get my headphones on.
That sounds like the Guru Torch.
Guru Bob.
Yeah.
Are you there, Guru Bob?
I'm just over here behind the curtain.
Okay. Oh, now.
Okay. No, we're going for our day at Eagles today.
Yes, have you had a big week down at the temple?
No.
Oh. No.
No, because I'm running out of time.
Oh, okay.
I've got to get to Young and Jackson's with Donnie.
Okay. All right, so you're going for the Eagles.
Yeah. Old saying.
Yes.
About Luke Hodge.
Right.
You can take the boy out of Colac, but you should use only the back roads, and you can only get him as far as the Biragara Hotel. And as for the... all the players today?
Yes, a bit of advice.
A journey of 1,000 miles
yes.
begins with a simple call to bring up the helicopter. And remember this very wise saying.
We're listening, Guru.
Football is a game of two halves.
Ooh, that's very profound.
Yeah.
The first half and the second half.
Oh, yes.
Think about that.
Oh. Is that it?
And now for the footy trip people.
Yes.
If have a good time off season. If you love something, set it free. If you hate someone, set them free too. Look, just set everyone free and go down the pub and relax.
All right. Thank you, Guru Bob.
Guru,
finally, one more.
Final thoughts for grand final day from Guru Bob.
Okay, let her rip, Guru.
I got so many to choose from. Bogart Law told us,
yes,
if Elvis was really alive today, he'd be dead anyway. I better go.
Yeah. Okay, I think so.
Thanks, Guru. There's a thought for Grand Final Entertainment. Elvis Presley. It's racing up to midday now. We'll be handing over to our colleagues at ABC Grandstand to bring you the Grand Final. But to close out the Could Have Been Champions for 2015, to close it out for this morning, Greg, why don't we go out by singing a song? What do you reckon?
And we've got about
two minutes
to go, Jamie.
Yeah, with the Could Have Been Champions, we're live here at the MCG. Greg Champion stepping up to the microphone, and we would invite everyone here in the live audience to join in because you all know this one, don't they, Greggy?
90 seconds?
Yep.
40 seconds. Better go straight to the chorus.
Hey, that's the thing about, that's what I like about. Yeah, that's the thing about football. Oh, 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 oh,
the thing about football.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, everyone who's here at the MCG for our show. Thanks to everyone who's listened to us over the course of the the season. We've been the Could Have Been champions. Stay tuned now for Grandstands. Goodbye to Billy Baxter.
Enjoy your football
Torch
today.
Go the Bloods next
and
year.
Cover. Go Cats next
Greg
year.
Champion.
Yeah, good. G'day. Enjoy the footy.
And Andy Belairs. Enjoy the grand final, everybody. Grandstand coming up.